Time now for another episode of our travel series, Winging It. This week, we introduce you to an 80-something-year-old British sailor who has racked up approximately 300,000 nautical miles, sometimes with no crew, just him and his 42-foot yacht, Fiona. For more than 50 years, Eric Forsyth has sailed the world, from the Arctic to the Azores and South America to South Africa. We managed to anchor Eric to a seat in one of our studios a few months ago. At the time, he was getting ready to set sail on an epic trip to Antarctica for the third time.
I'm actually happier on the boat than on land.
Are you? Is that true, do you think?
I think the physical and mental demands on a boat are what keeps me young.
So this isn't your first trip to
Antarctica? No, it's my third trip to Antarctica.
What is it about Antarctica that fascinates you so?
I guess it's an addiction. I lived on my boat with my wife many, many years ago in the 60s, and I saw enough tropical beaches for my whole life. And now I like to go to places that are more difficult to get to, and the people you meet there are generally more interesting than average.
Are you alone on these trips, or do you have crew with you?
Let me put it this way. I try to get crew, but they don't always show up, or they get off early. For example, in this last trip, one crew just didn't show up despite numerous emails. And in order to stick to our timetable, I just had to push on by myself, and I had to cross the Atlantic to Brazil by myself.
Are there particular dangers with this destination, with the route you've planned out, and Antarctica?
Yes, the biggest danger is ice. The ice is different every year, and you don't really know what you're going to run into till you get there. When I get to Falkland Islands, I'll check with the fisheries people there. They always know what's going on, and I'll see if it looks really feasible. This particular trip has taken a year in planning, and it's rather unusual. I'm going to sail down to Antarctica and sail round the continent, heading west. Most sailboats, when they get down to those latitudes, head east, and I've done that trip myself. But if you go far enough south, the winds become easterly, and then that means that going west is a downwind sail. The trouble is the ice may be in the way, and so it's sort of a balancing act to keep the ice under control and still keep a fair wind.
This may be a silly question, but for someone who's never been to that part of the world, how cold is it?
The water temperature is precisely 32. So everything on the boat sinks to 32. The cabin air temperature is usually between 38 and 40.
What does that mean in terms of just living on the boat?
Well, you dress up warmly. You never take your clothes off. You certainly don't have showers or anything like that.
Huh.
And you live like people used to live in past centuries.
I suppose there isn't such a thing as a typical day. But if there were, could you describe what that looks like?
We do 2-hour watches, and that means that you've got to keep an eye on the way the sails are drawing, you know, that you've got to keep the boat moving. Also look out for, as I say, for ice. There was one occasion on this when we ran through an ice field that lasted 3 days of big icebergs just popping up all the time. So you sort of dodge around. And then I like to have a very strict meal schedule so that people can sleep and know when they can get fed. You generally make your own breakfast, but we have morning tea. Lunch is usually soup and sandwich, and then there's happy hour, which is a crucial part of the day. I always carry enough rum to make sure if it gets a slug at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 is dinner.
Sounds quite civilized.
It's actually a very nice life, believe me. And then you sleep when you can.
Well, Godspeed, Eric Forsyth, adventurer, sailor, fearless man. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
We spoke with Eric before he set out on that trip a few months ago. When we contacted him last week, he was in South Africa. He said his boat had been clobbered by the bad weather. Those icy conditions he mentioned in the interview have made his epic journey to Antarctica impossible. Eric's now waiting for his yacht to be repaired. His next adventure, South Africa to the Caribbean.